Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
If head-to-head leagues are the NFL Sunday ticket of fantasy hoops, then Roto Leagues are the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and I know which one I like best. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a sports ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Bruschi, and FSWA Hall of Famer Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Today we're talking how to win your Roto Leagues and everything that goes into it. So let's welcome in the intrepid Steve Alexander and say, how are you doing, sir? And are you willing to fight me in the honor of head-to-head leagues?
Yes, I will fight you in the honor of head-to-head versus Roto. I don't play in any Roto leagues, Brew, but I do, I'm not opposed to it. If you said, hey, I got this league, we need one guy, it's a Roto league, I'd be like, okay, I'll play. So,
so you hear that, folks? We need to start a Roto league and we need to get Steve into it, is basically what I'm hearing out here.
Well, you were in, what, 30 leagues last year? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I got problems, though. Like, dude, legitimately.
I think I was in four. Maybe five. I was in six.
That's going to be eight, and it's going to be 10.
No, two of them I didn't really care about. The ones on Fantrax, I just can't get behind. I can't get behind moving
that website.
People around in Fantrax, man.
I know.
Drives me
it's a
nuts.
Problem, and I feel bad because those guys are like trying. You know, I give points for trying. You know, there's some platforms out there that haven't updated their stuff in like 30 years. It feels like, and Fantrax is out there trying, but I'm with you.
And I'm sure there's nothing wrong with Fantrax. I'm old. I'm used to Yahoo and ESPN, and that's what I want to do.
Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. How's that for a transition from MLB to golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs? Get all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams and also get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport there is. Head to the website today or use your mobile device. Get into the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Fantrax is ho-hum, but I do give them props for trying, especially in this industry. So,
Aaron,
yeah.
Can you play Bet Online where you live?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to try. And since I'm reading their stuff, I should try.
You should. You should give us some user testimonials.
I know, right? Some real life user testimonials about me going in and actually winning finally. And I mentioned thank you for that New York Knicks push over the edge the other night. Finally winning, and the betting journal is doing outstanding. I don't know how many units we're going to end with, but it could be triple digits. And finally starting to win on the betting side is great. Nice. Betting's so funny though. Like when you're down, like you feel like you can't make a free throw, but you're going to start winning again. It just happens. And then always the devil's in the details. If you can keep ahead of the number, which I've done every year, except for this one. So if I go down this year, this is the first time that it's happened, and I'm going to lose the ability to say that I've never lost doing the pro gambling thing. But let's talk Roto Leagues. All right, are you a percentages punt guy?
Yeah, I think anytime you're in a Roto draft, you get to some point And you look at your team and you're like, oh man, I don't have any blocks. And you either at that point start drafting big men who block shots who are terrible at basketball, or you just give up and you're like, not gonna worry about blocks. I'll take a one there. But it's hard to win a roto league when you have a one in a category.
It's exceedingly hard.
It's doable. I've seen it done and I've done it, but it's not easy. And the percentages, I don't think, work in your favor.
Yeah, I'm seeing, I don't know if it's a high variance play, but I'm seeing in high stakes that there's at least two or three teams trying it. And I always think that's funny, too. And I think they're getting creative trying to maybe not do the free throw punt. You know, that's the kind of the most common one out there. Because like if they're all doing the free throw punt, there's this weird thing that's happening where there's their player pool, you know, the guys that get pushed up their personal rankings, they now are competing for those same guys. So you get two or three teams competing for these bad free throw shooters who are otherwise studs. And then at the bottom of those ranks for free throws, I think what a pro in the favor of doing what they're doing is they kind of think, all right, there's three of us doing this. I might get a three actually instead of a one in that category, which is really, I mean, it's a big deal because they've pushed their floor way up because they know they're going to do well in those other categories, but they don't have that high end gear to win the league. So they need that extra point. And I wonder if they've been thinking they could get the two or the three that way, but I'm seeing a lot of punt assist builds. I'm seeing punt 3-point builds. You know, something like a punt blocks build that you just alluded to. And it kind of speaks to category scarcity. I kind of feel like that's a topic that really has a lot of value to explore on a year-by-year basis, is trying to figure out where that scarcity is. And that's a really tough moving target. How do you feel about like categories? And are you targeting anything in a roto league? Like you sit down for the draft and you're like, okay, I got to do this. What is the I got to do this part when you sit down in a roto draft?
You know, I think I've had the most success in roto just drafting players that have an all-around game. I don't know that I want specialist on my roto team unless it's a 3-point shooter at the end or a shot blocker at the end, something like that. But generally speaking, I just want a guy that scores a lot of points, but also racks up rebounds and assists, steals blocks. I just go for the all around guy. Not necessarily the best player, but a guy like Caris LeVert, I think, has some decent roto value more so than he does in head to head. Because, you know, he may score 11 or 12 points, but he's also going to have 5 assists, 5 rebounds, a couple threes, and a steal. And I don't really go into a roto draft thinking I'm going to punt this category. I kind of draft the best players I can get. And then after I've got like 5 guys, I start. Then is really when I start breaking down like, okay, you've got this category covered. You've got this. You've got this. You're terrible at this. So either go fix that or give up on it.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
The category management, and I know there's tools. We have one here at Sports Ethos. It's the great Andre Limos' draft tracker tool, so you can kind of know where you're at during your drafts. I know that a lot of people, especially in the old days, it felt like people were using like aggregate stats, trying to take the season totals and kind of add them, even maybe on a napkin back in the day. Like, I'm getting 100 blocks or something out of this guy, and I'm getting however many points out of this guy, and I need this many points to win my league, and I need this many rebounds to win my league, and kind of trying to back into the numbers that way. So you can definitely these days really understand the balance of your team. And it's fascinating as the draft goes on to watch what's really happening, because there's just, you think you know based on maybe the players you like, where you've been drafting in mock drafts or how your drafts have gone in a season, where you're at. And what I found is like, it just kind of changes from draft to draft. And it is like running in quicksand, you know, like the more you move, the faster you fall. And so these category needs, they just become so prevalent. Generally for me, I'm trying to draft the good percentages guys. And I feel like if I'm good in those areas, you know, I'm kind of guaranteeing myself 8, 9, and 10, you know, points in a roto league, knowing that that's going to be the foundation for a good score. But, you know, once you get beyond that, these category needs, they pop up. If you're going to punt or if you're going to suck in a category, I guess, you know, one way to address it is these category guys, you know, these specialists that you're saying you don't like to go for. And I'm wondering, how do you feel about players like Herb Jones, you know, who's going to get you just a high end steals number, or like, you know, we talked about disappointments with Walker Kessler. You know, you paid a third or a fourth round draft pick for Walker Kessler, and you wanted to win blocks with it. What happens if he doesn't get the blocks? What happens if Herb Jones doesn't get the steals? But if you did go in on Herb Jones, I don't have his numbers in front of me right now, but I think he finished as a top 40 guy. And I believe he was going in drafts at like 120 or 100, something like that. But it was all tied up in steals for the most part. How do you feel about taking a risk like that?
I think when you know you're getting an elite defender in a roto league who's going to get you steals, I think you go for it and you take Herb Jones. And I think Herb Jones is a guy that got a lot more value in a roto league than he does a head-to-head league. Because, like you said, everything is so tied to steals, but the guy that had Herb Jones on his roto team, if you had any other steals to go with that at all, you probably did very well in that category, probably between 9 and 12 points. And to me, that's worth it. I love Herb Jones as a roto player. The guys that drafted Walker Kessler last year, whether it be roto or head-to-head, were just miserable. And at least Walker Kessler showed up with the blocks. I mean, the blocks were there, but that was it. There was nothing else.
And so that, in a sense, it's almost like the bet wasn't bad. The outcome was bad because his value was largely tied up in blocks, you know, and his value definitely was just bad overall. I think it's an interesting bet when you put a bet on one player to kind of take care of a category for you. And that's kind of the problem I have with punting strategies as well. So like you fashion your entire team around like Giannis or, you know, a couple guys were like pairing all these physical freaks that had terrible, you know, free throw percentages. It's like, what happens if one of them goes down, you know, and now all of a sudden your team's not punting enough in that area. And yet your value is tied up in the fact that you were punting in that area. Like, does it change your player pool? Does it ruin your draft? Like, is it a bad thing? Maybe you don't lose anything at all, but maybe it's the same situation. If you get a player that's injured that you spent a lot of, you know, budget on, or you pick them early, that's going to hurt you one way or another. I don't know, but I've always just found that, like, I don't want my player pool cut down, especially if I've got to compete against two or three other guys that are doing the same strategy. So this kind of punting and roto question, I think it's going to be more and more prevalent as we go here. And I think it's going to get more and more specialized. Like, you're going to see different punt builds in roto as players, you know, fantasy GMs try to kind of game the system. If they feel like they've got to do something super special to win a league, there's a lot of ringers in the league. I think that you're going to just see like at least like three or four teams doing one of these punt strategies. Let's spin this a different direction though. When you're drafting in roto, how much are you leaning towards players that are healthy versus like a head-to-head league, you know, where you're really super focused on the playoffs? Is it a big shift, or are you just still kind of just taking your guys?
Well, my guys are pretty much a picture of health. So I'm not messing with injured players or injury prone players or history of injuries, regardless of what the format is in the league. Like, I'm going for young guys who are healthy and full of rage.
I love it. Full of rage. Any special, like if a player is especially rageful, are you just like bumping them up?
Anthony Edwards qualifies as rageful. Where's Anthony Edwards going to go next year, by the way? I mean, my goodness.
That's a great question. I maybe not high enough. This series that we talked about in yesterday's episode is fascinating. Like, it's just the what happens with Karl-Anthony Towns, and then does Anthony Edwards really just go nuclear? So you really are in roto versus, or head to head in roto, you're just not going for injured players. I think with like in a roto league, with there being, you know, kind of an equal weight to 82 games, and I know there's a difference between games capped formats, and that kind of comes into play. I personally don't like those formats so much. I know that if you have time to sink it into like one league, it can be much more wonky and fun, and you can kind of get that start sit question every night and really dive in. But when you're playing multiple leagues and you want to play multiple leagues, I think in my case, I want to play multiple leagues. It's, you know, it's more of an aggregate approach to the game where there's, you know, you're not riding on just a couple of different outcomes. And, so it's easier to play in a league without a games cap, so you don't have to make those evaluations. But yeah, the games played thing, I mean, you got to have your guys on the court. And depending on how much depth your roster has, you know, like roster stashes, that's a huge topic in roto leagues. Like, a lot of times these stashes don't pan out and they take space on your roster. And if you're doing the whole, are you playing three games or four games in a week or however that gets split up? Some formats have like a first half of the week and a last half of the week. How exactly are you attacking that question? You know, you could have a super healthy guy that, you know, kind of just goes for 3 yards in a cloud of dust. How do you feel about that? Are you in a roto league stashing players, or you find yourself going with those guys who are like a top 100 or a top 120 value? You know, you can kind of get them on the waiver wire pretty easily. They play. That's it. That's their value proposition. They're on the floor. Are you going for that guy or the stash?
whichever one I think is a better player in my mind at the time, and it could be either one of those guys. I'm not like a big stash guy. Like Roto, when I think about Roto, I think about games played limits. Like that's the thing about Roto, is it evens out the games played aspect. And like so much of my history has been manipulating the NBA schedule to get the maximum number of games played whenever I can to try to destroy the person in front of me. In my I was going to say baseball league, but I've got getting my two leagues confused. So it doesn't apply there. But Roto, to me, all I can think of is games played limits. And that just, it's, I find it personally offensive.
See, I can't play that way. I don't know. It's just, I do not want to pay attention between the hours of 4 and 8 p.m. Pacific like a hawk. 82 games times however many players per year to determine if they're going to be the right way to maximize that value.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
If it was a head-to-head league, it'd be completely different. I think within that context, it's more of a like a weekly competition. It makes sense to harness all of that attention for a weekly competition. Something about the long haul over the 82 games in a Roto, I just can't do it. Maybe I'm just lazy. Maybe I've got too many fantasy leagues. It just something about those two things doesn't jive for me. So roster stashes, you're pretty much weighing these things out on a case-by-case basis, but it kind of sounds like you don't like them. Like maybe like people get a little too hyped about roster stashes and hold on to them too long during the season.
Well, yeah, and I think that's one thing that some of these leagues that you and I play in, 30 deep and some other ones have taught us, is stashing someone for later works in a 30 team league, because there's nothing on the waiver wire. But in a standard 12 team league, instead of sitting around waiting a month for a guy to come back, I'd rather just go get somebody to help me right now. Now, I don't think it's as important in roto as it is in head to head to make sure you have warm bodies in your lineup at all times. Cause, again, roto's 82 games and everything kind of evens out in the wash as long as you get the right number of games in there. But still I'd rather have somebody I could put in there right now than to sit on a guy, like what's his name in Memphis, Desmond Bane. I don't want to sit on Desmond Bane for 2 months and hope he comes back. I just don't.
No, I did that. It was terrible.
I don't have the patience.
Well, and the opportunity cost is extraordinarily real. You have to have a roster that's healthy enough to support the stashes that you have. We had a couple championship squads that, you know, we felt really good about. And then basically, you know, Bane never came back. You know, Marcus Smart never came back. And in the case of a Marcus Smart, it was him celebrating on a 3-point shot that made him, and in addition to Memphis being Memphis, making him never come back. But, you know, those roster stashes, they're probably, I don't know if it's its own show, but I think that the strategy of stashing is really, really, I feel like it's central to the whole fantasy experience because stashes are always just these sexy pickups, you know, and if they go, it's like the Isaiah Jackson, you know, stash. Like if he ever gets minutes, if Rick Carlisle ever comes to his senses, this guy is going to have 11 D steals and blocks per game. And it's just going to be amazing and awesome. And then it never happens for whatever reason. And then people are just left crying in their beer that they didn't have the roster spot given to like Bojan Bogdanovic or something. I don't know. Okay. I think that's enough on Roto Leagues. We're going to cover this stuff all summer long and get you guys up to speed. So when you guys go play, you guys win your leagues. On Monday, we will take a closer look at how to win head-to-head leagues. And then I'll be deferring to Mr. Alexander on that because that's not exactly my cup of tea. Anything you'd like to say, sir, on the topic of Roto Leagues before we close this out?
I feel like Roto is for baseball and head-to-head is for basketball. But I know a lot of people play Roto basketball and love it. And, you know, I need to jump into a league this year and play some Roto hoops. I'm going to do it.
Well, we will have plenty of free leagues for Sports Ethos listeners to play in, and you're going to want to contact Andre Lemos. That's at @AndLemos on Twitter. Just scroll the feed if you didn't get that, and I'm sure you'll find Andre out there as he sets up the leagues for next season. They're super fun. There's prizes. There's also cash leagues that are out there. So there's just a ton of stuff that you can do at Sports Ethos. And I recommend that for both football and baseball as well. It's great to get in leagues. You know, you could go play public leagues, but you never know how many people are going to quit and if the experience is going to be good or who you're going to be playing against. And is there a prize? Here at Sports Ethos, you can play, you can win prizes, and you can have a great competitive league. And yeah, we're all reading the same stuff, but you know, you can work through that. Follow us online. Give us some feedback. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know exactly what you guys would like to see out of this show, ways that we can improve the show, and just hear from you guys in general. Follow it, Dr. A for Steve Alexander, DOCKTORA, myself at Aaron Bruski, AaronBruski at Sports Ethos and at Ethos Fantasy NBA. That'll do it for this show, folks. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online. Sports Ethos presentation. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.